A new documentary called No Impact Man follows a year in the life of writer Colin Bevan, who embarks on a radical lifestyle change and takes his family along. Bevan's book about his project is in bookstores now. It's subtitled, The Adventures of a Guilty Liberal Who Attempts to Save the Planet, and the Discoveries He Makes About Himself and Our Way of Life in the Process. Film critic David Edelstein has a review of the movie.
No Impact Man is an environmental documentary that also works as a 21st century climate change comedy of manners. Its protagonist, Colin Bevan, is the latest in a line of idealist heroes who are both admirable and somewhat ridiculous, an Albert Brooks sort of character. In 2006, the Manhattan writer came up with a book proposal. He would live for a year, quote, eco-effectively. That means, he said, having zero net impact on the environment. So he stopped driving or taking the subway and biked around the city. He ate only locally grown organic food. He bought no clothes. For the last 6 months, he turned off the electricity in his apartment, and he and his wife, Michelle Conlon, and their toddler, Isabella, lived in candlelight, trying to keep their food cold in an earthenware pot placed inside a larger pot, a device supposedly used with success in Nigeria, but not in Manhattan. He did do one thing high-tech. From an office outside the home, he wrote a blog, which a New York Times journalist read, which led to a mocking feature titled, A Year Without Toilet Paper. Soon, Bevan was on with Stephen Colbert, and cameras from Good Morning America were there to film him throwing the switch that shut off his electricity. It must have been a tight squeeze in that dark apartment with documentary cameras filming TV cameras. No Impact Man centers on a flight from technology, but directors Laura Gabbert and Justin Shine set it firmly inside a media circus. Bevan's book, also called No Impact Man, and just out from Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, is a different experience. His voice on the page is deeply earnest. He writes things like, I became excited about the possibility of breaking through our socially endemic isolation and connecting to our community and to some larger sense of purpose as a replacement for the material things we'd be giving up. But on screen, his wife Michelle makes a hilarious counterweight. Although it's not her project, she also has to live without lights or TV. She writes for, of all places, Business Week, and is an unapologetic materialist. Enduring withdrawal from her Starbucks coffee, she incinerates Bevan with a stare. When the family strolls through the local farmer's market, and Bevan remembers what else he needs, her face is a study in revulsion.
Oh, you know what? Are there worm people here?
What do you need the worms for? I don't know if I'm...
Compost. Well, can I tell you about it after?
Basically, the worms make it compost faster.
Honey, I'm not into that at all.
Okay, we can talk about it. Michelle!
Yeah?
Want to come see the worms? See them wiggling around in there, Mom?
Yeah. And then how do you make sure they don't get out?
They can't get out.
Wait, is there no cover?
Well, of course there's a cover, Lovey.
Oh. Let's cover it up.
You know what? Miss Bella's looking at him.
Okay, nature. Mom doesn't really like nature, but Dad likes nature.
If you see No Impact Man, you'll get a big close-up of that box of worms, and later, of the larvae that hatch and infest. You can only imagine Michelle's face then. There's a dramatic arc to the film, though. In opening out, Bevan sets off to report on the tons and tons of trash we generate. He interviews community gardeners, people who've attempted to be self-sufficient even in the urban jungle. And Michelle comes around. She tones up. She has an epiphany while working on an organic farm. She begins to feel more sure of this project, even as her husband is treated as a figure of fun, a limousine liberal. Bevan's book was trashed a few weeks ago by Elizabeth Kolker in The New Yorker as a stunt, although she admits that Thoreau's sojourn to Walden Pond was a stunt, too. She writes, the real work of saving the world goes beyond the sorts of action that No Impact Man is about. Yes and no. Both the book and the movie focus on one man, but the film demonstrates his strong impact on the culture, thanks to media coverage, and by that, I include the film itself. That he's not perfect, that he's sometimes even a self-righteous jerk, makes him a less intimidating bearer of the movie's message, that our modern way of consumption has become unsustainable.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.